Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Dan Carl, and he is with the County Conservation, the director in Adams County. Good morning to you, Dan.
Good morning to you guys.
Good things going on down there in Adams County, but some changes going on, especially with Lake Icaria and the area. So, Dan, what's the first thing that we need to know?
Well, right after Labor Day, we closed the campgrounds and cabins to allow contractors in because we're doing a bunch of construction projects. Just a reminder, the lake itself, as far as the boat ramps and other areas, are still open.
Okay.
But you just can't go in the campgrounds because they've got to get their work done.
Okay. So just back to the lake a minute. Do people come down and go ice fishing? I mean, we're not quite there yet, but is that something that people do?
Absolutely. It's not quite as popular as it used to be.
Uh-huh.
The fishing's just as good, but it's hard to tell anymore. People used to put out the permanent shacks, you know, for the winter, and now everybody's gone to the portable ones. So they're in and out, and you don't even know they're here some days.
I see. And, well, let's hopefully it's going to be a while before they're going to be down there ice fishing. We don't want it to get cold quite that fast. But I know that is something that, you know, sometimes people forget. There's winter kinds of things to do around the lakes as well as summer kinds of things. So remember to put that on your list. So, okay, the campground is closed. It sounds like you got some exciting things going on.
Absolutely. Thanks to Adams County residents, they voted in a bond to do some big projects at the lake. Some of them we didn't have much choice to do. For instance, we've got to put a sewer line in all the way to town. They're telling us our lagoons aren't working correctly anymore. So we're going to pump it clear to Corning, and the city will treat the waste for us then. That's one of the projects.
That sounds like a big project. That's quite a ways.
It is. It's about, including the lines inside the park, it's close to 6 miles.
Oh, my goodness. That's, big project.
Yeah.
But important.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah. So one of the other projects is the old Timber Ridge Campground, which a lot of us old-timers still remember when it used to be called the Modern. Everything in that campground's 40 years old, all the utility lines, everything, and it just doesn't meet the demand of the size of the campers and stuff anymore. Everything's got bigger and needs more power. Everybody wants water and sewer, all that good stuff. So we're doing basically a complete renovation on that campground. Lots more full hookup sites, a few more sites in the campground, and all the sites will have 50 amp and water. So that's kind of exciting.
Yes, for campers. And, you know, you talked about, this Modern sites 40 years ago. Over those 40 years, have the camper numbers gone up a great deal?
The demand, yeah.
Yeah.
It's always a busy place, I guess, and you run through cycles. Some years every weekend's full, and then the next one, you've always got sites open. So.
Mm-hmm.
But people have changed, too. I mean, I compare it to when I first started, everybody fished. I mean, you couldn't go buy a camper, and there were fishing poles. And now it's become more of a social thing where groups of campers come, 3 to 5 campers, and, the thing is just to visit and grill out and that kind of stuff. So.
Yeah, that's an interesting observation of how it changed. And as you said, originally updating because the campers are not just little pulled behind your car kind of thing.
Don't see a lot of pop-ups and the little 16-footers anymore.
Uh-huh. So we have higher expectations for being comfortable, I think.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So that's that's one camping area. Do you have other camping areas you're working on?
Yeah, we have the Lakeview Campground, which we have done a lot of changes to in the past as far as upgrade electric and water systems over there. But right now we have 14 cabins in that area also, and only one currently has a restroom, and the demand on that one is just incredible. So we're taking this opportunity also to put about 5 restroom additions onto the backside of cabins, so hopefully fit another need there. And another project is over there is we just don't have enough shower facilities, and the ones we've got are old, so we're tearing down both the restrooms and installing new shower houses in that area also.
You're going to be so updated. Is all this going to be done by spring?
It's supposed to be. I'm holding my breath on that
one.
But,
well.
If we have weather like we have the last 2 weeks, they can make it. But if it starts into a rainy spell, boy, it's going to be tough. They were supposed to start on that sewer line back in July, and they just barely started. But mostly because they were on other jobs and they were getting rained out all summer on those. So they were late getting here.
You had to wait in line.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. So how many total campsites do you have?
Right now we have 168 counting
all
the campsites and everything. So.
That's a lot, I think.
Yeah.
And then you have cabins, you mentioned, which a number of other lake areas do not have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have 14 cabins. We started that back in 2000. Time flies. So, but like I said, only one had its own restroom, and they're just extremely popular. And we put these restrooms on these cabins, and then we can keep them open later in the year and that kind of stuff too. So.
And that was my next question. Now, this year obviously is going to be different than other years since you're doing the construction. But ordinarily, how long, with the updates, how long do you think those cabins will be available during the year?
That will keep them open year-round.
All right. So people could come and do their winter sports and stay in the cabin.
Absolutely.
Oh, gosh. That sounds like great fun. And if you want a real getaway, I'm guessing that would be it.
Yep. We have quite a few people take advantage of that, too. Like you said, not this year.
So. Yeah, but it's all going to be new and better and meet the demands.
Yep.
How do people, if they want to reserve a campground, and again, we're hoping that it's going to be done, but like they know that next 4th of July they want to be at Lake Icarie Campground, how can they make a reservation?
Right now, we've never taken reservations on the camping.
Okay.
It's always been first come, first serve, and it will be until 2017. We are going to go online for the updated campground at Timber Ridge anyway, but that won't be until January of 2017 when we'll hit the switch on that. But the cabins, in January 5th this year, if people go to mycountyparks.com, and get on the Adams County part of that website, they'll be able to reserve cabins. But we're not hitting the switch on the cabins either until January 5th this year. So.
And by then you'll kind of know how things are going along too.
Yep. Well, the reservation system is going to go live regardless.
Okay.
But we're going to see where we're at as far as the construction goes. Right now, Memorial Day is our target date for accepting reservations. But if we don't think we're far enough along on the construction, then we'll probably have to back off that date as far as when we would accept reservations for. So.
And, if people have, just in general, I'm going to say, if people have not been to Lake Icarie, do not realize the cabins are there. I've heard people talking about, I take my grandchildren down there and stay in a cabin. My family, you could have two or three cabins and have kind of a family reunion. Lots of possibilities there, Dan.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And if people want to keep up on what's going on as far as how far along we are on the construction, we've got a Facebook page, and my office assistant is trying to update that weekly.
Great.
So, yeah.
And Facebook page, how do we get there?
Lake Icarie, Adams County.
Okay. Easy. Now, we've mentioned a bit about Lake Icarie, the fishing, the ice fishing. What size boats? Are there any limits in terms of what kind of boating you can do?
There's no size limit. There is a restriction of no inboard, meaning for the most part, no jet boats and jet skis.
Okay. Because, again, lots of water sports are available. Those kind of keep growing, too. So, Dan, remind us again about the My Parks, the website.
MyCountyParks.com is a website that most of the county conservation boards across the state have joined hands on, I guess. You can check out almost any county park in the state by going to that website. And, of course, Adams County has its own section of it. You can get there multiple ways. Once you get on the website, you can just hit the map, you know, the county on a map, or you can type in Adams County or Lake Icaria, and you can see all the facilities that we offer.
Okay, good website there, as you say, for all kinds of information. So that's one we all kind of need to remember, that there's such great.
And now's the perfect opportunity to, before you can make any type of reservation, whether it be cabins for next year or camping for, you know, in 2017, you have to get a username and password. So if you get on there and get that done now, then you won't have to have the delay the first time you try to make a reservation.
Okay, great to know what's going on at Lake Icaria and the area. We want to thank you very much, Dan Carl, who is the Director of Conservation for Adams County. And until next time, here's a thought. The road to the house of a friend or the place of fun is never long.